Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Angelisa Gilliard, Director of Moo Man Walk.
And I'm AJ Gubin, Constellation's Managing Director.
And as I said, it's Moon Man Walk at Constellation Theater, running August 12th through September 12th. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Okay, before we dive too far in, someone take the general premise here.
So the general premise of the show is a young man who's an only child who is dealing with the loss of his mother, to whom he was very close. So we jump through space and time as he copes with his grief. But there's also a lot of laughter and fun in it, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. And we gotta deal with some serious topics with a little humor. We always have to do that. Okay, so is this so it's written by James. How do you say it? Ames. Ames. Okay. Totally butchered that. It's James Ames. Was this like autobiographical, you know? Do you know?
I don't think it was totally autobiographical. It may have been inspired by some real personal events, but no.
Okay, cool. So Spencer, it might just be a creation, but either way, very powerful topic. It's all right. Cool. Well, who is it always in the cast? You know, dish on the people, the wonderful people you got to direct.
So we have playing the lead character, Spencer, Jonathan Del Palmer. You may have seen him in Rep Stage's Kill Move Paradise, also by James Irons. We have playing Petrushka, Jasmine Brooks, playing his mother. Esther is Renee Elizabeth Wilson. And last but not least, we have playing the astronaut and a couple of other roles, flower guy, funeral guy, and Spencer's father, Patrick Donahue.
Nice. Well, I know you sort of mentioned an astronaut and the title is Moon Man Walk, but sort of explain how that factors in there. Where does the space theme come in?
The space thing comes in from the story that his mother tells, that Esther, Spencer's mother, tells him about where his father is growing up. She tells him that he was an astronaut and got stranded on the moon, and that's why he's not around.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, what do we see sort of visually? You know, paint a visual picture for us. We're a radio station, so you know, if our listeners walk into Constellation Theater, what do they sort of see on stage?
I will leave that to our brilliant set, lighting, and projections designer AJ.
He does it all.
So we've created a really abstract environment that resembles the surface of the moon. It also can take place in a living room or a kitchen or in a grassy field at the cemetery. And we transform the space through the use of projections to have these different backgrounds to help tell the story of Spencer's journey.
Okay, great. And then from just an overall, you know, Constellation Theater perspective, is this the first in-person show back after this entire pandemic?
So this is the third show of our season called Electric Impulses. And we created the season around the premise of having a bunch of artists create theater together, and then we would just stream it digitally. So our first show of the season was only streamed digitally. This was back in April. For the last 5 years, which was the musical we did in June, we were able to have a few small audiences for our dress rehearsals. And then this is the first performance where we're going to sell tickets and have audiences come and watch the show. So it's a very exciting time for us after, you know, a long 18th month hibernation.
Yeah, go into that. I mean, how exciting is it? Because, yeah, I mean, I remember we spoke with Constellation for the last 5 years, and it was a whole different world of trying to get, you know, our listeners to tune into a digital streaming show. But talk about how exciting it is to finally open those doors and, you know, see people out sitting. Actually, it will be really exciting to see people sitting out in the audience for the actors that come on stage. I mean, imagine getting to look out. Do you think that, just describe sort of the goosebumps you think they're going to have?
Well, theater is such a communal experience that to have the give and take between the audience and the actors is really exciting for everybody. To get the response, to hear the happiness and the sadness, I think really helps create another level, another experience for everybody.
Absolutely. All right. Well, what else do we need to know about this production? Who's handling, let's say, like, you know, the costume designs and that kind of thing?
So in addition, so we have Austin Conley as the costume designer, Kevin Alexander as the sound designer, and Amy Kellett as the properties designer.
Great. And why was Minuteman Walk such a good fit for Constellation? You know, when you're building, you know, there's a million local theaters around DC, so much great theater. But when you're trying to, you know, build your calendar of, you know, your lineup of, you know, trying to say this is the Constellation Theater brand, you know, you've won a bunch of Helen Hayes the past year. But, you know, why was Minuteman Walk sort of, you know, speak of it in terms of that, in sort of those terms of how it fits into, you know, why it sort of is perfect for the Constellation brand?
So it really, Minuteman Walk has all of the standard elements of a Constellation Theater show. We like to tell big stories in a small space that span all different time periods, all different locations. And this show literally takes us to the moon and back. So not only is it a heartwarming story about a young man, Spencer, trying to figure out the truths of his childhood, but it also allows us to explore in a really strong visual way all these different locations.
Great. And then Angelisa, I know this is, you know, weren't you there for Constellation's very first inaugural production, A Dream Play?
I was.
So memories of that really fast and how much it's sort of grown since your first time working there.
Well, that was literally at the very, very beginning of my career. So I am always grateful to Constellation for providing that opportunity to me to learn, to practice. And I mean, that experience was a great experience because Allison Stockman, Constellation's artistic director, actually directed that show. So it was great working with her, learning from her, met some great people with the cast, and of course with AJ. So it's wonderful returning back to Constellation.
For sure. Are you from DC originally?
No, I'm originally from Atlanta.
Gotcha. Then what brought you to the DC area?
A previous career where I was actually teaching business.
Really?
Yes, I was teaching supply chain management and logistics courses at the University of Maryland. I was on faculty there in their business school.
Oh, well, I'm a fellow terp here. So, all right, now we're talking.
I am as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Have we ever riffed on that before? I don't know. But
I think so.
Awesome. So that's true because, yes, I see here that you have your bachelor's in math and then you got your MBA and PhD in business administration. So, yeah, you had a whole previous life involving numbers.
Yes.
Yes. Well, wait, memories of Maryland really fast. Wait, hang on. So was that your MBA? Was that Maryland?
No, Maryland, I was actually on faculty. I did my MBA at Georgia Tech and my PhD at Ohio State.
Okay, gotcha. So you bounced all over to get those feathers in your cap, but then you came to Maryland as a teacher, a faculty. I gotcha.
Yes.
Well, what was it like? What was it like at, hey, I'm a huge Terp fan still for life.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it like being, and AJ, the two of you guys, you know, how special is that campus?
Well, you know, AJ has a student experience. I can talk from a faculty perspective.
Much different experiences.
You know, I really enjoyed my time there. I met some great people. And it was actually there with the where I started to actually meet people in the theater department that got me thinking very much more seriously about directing with Phaedra Carpenter when she was there. She's now at American University, and Scott Reese, who is there and head of performance. So, I mean, to say that University of Maryland changed my life really is not an understatement because it did.
They should plaster that on all of the literature. Changed my life. But that's cool. So you're teaching business and then all of a sudden you just wander over to the Clarice over there and that's how it happened. Were you just watching a show or how did that happen?
It's really interesting. I've been in the arts since I was a kid. I started at the age of 3 dancing. And so my introduction to theater was actually through musical theater. Seeing a production of The Wiz, seeing a production of Annie, those were like some of the first things that I saw as a child. And, but always saw it through the eyes of like dance and like, oh wow, I can use dance to tell this story. I was feeling like I wanted to get back involved with my artistic roots and met the mother of Phaedra Carpenter at an alumni event at Spelman College. And then Phaedra and I ended up connecting and she referred me to Scott. And then I'll say the rest is history. I ended up taking Scott's directing class. And then from there, assisted him on a show, and things just kind of grew out of that.
Awesome. And then how about you, AJ, from a student perspective? Were you, you know, rubbing Testudo's shell there? Were you sitting on the bench with Jim Henson and Kermit dreaming of someday working in theater?
Well, I actually went to Maryland and to pursue an MFA in lighting design. So I was working with Dan Wagner and Dan Conway, two kind of leading Washington, D.C. area artists. I just also wanted to shout out that Austin Conley, our costume designer, and Kevin Alexander, our sound designer, are both Terps as well. So we have almost a full creative team of Maryland Terps.
Man, we could, it's called Gary Williams. We could field a court of five.
I don't think we would be very good, but we could try.
No, I don't know who would be point. I guess Angelisa would play point for us because she's, she's the director, but AJ could be like our shooting guard or something.
Oh, yeah. That's a winning team right there.
No, man. I wouldn't help you much. I could be good. I could steal a ball or two, but no, I can't shoot worth a lick. But all right. Well, this has been a fun tangent, but bringing it back to, you know, before we run Moon Man Walk, why should our listeners come on out? You know, give them a final, like, talk. I like to end it by talking, you know, directly to the listeners, you know, say, hey, guys, come on out. This is why you'll have a good time.
This is one of the only in-person live theatrical experiences available to DC audiences right now. So come on out. You can get a ticket at constellationtheater.org. We run until August 22nd.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. That was a lot of fun. It was informative and then a lot of fun too. So University of Maryland changed my life. All right. You two are a lot of fun. Thanks so much for doing this. I will try to get this up before the 12th, and hopefully people come on out to the show. Moon Man Walk at Constellation Theater, August 12th through September 12th. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Later. Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.